The short arm cast may be used for distal forearm fractures, wrist sprains, carpal injuries, and some metacarpal fractures. The cast should allow for full elbow movement. For scaphoid fractures, newer materials like polypropylene may be used, which will not be visualized on radiographs, so a scaphoid fracture can be monitored with fewer cast changes. Parents sometimes need a break. At Bayer, we get that. That's why we have implemented more flexible telecommuting policies for moms and dads. We believe in creating an atmosphere where our team members feel work-life balance. It's just part of our commitment to treating everyone at Bayer as family, especially families. Hey, Ash, have a minute?
Sure. What is it?
I was going over Mrs. Jenkins' chart. Did you calibrate the machine before her FCT?
Yes, to protocol.
Wow. Please ask Bruce to get her primary on the phone. She needs a neural referral ASAP. The mitogen-activated protein kinase, MAPK, signaling pathways majorly contain three phosphorylation signals, ERK, JNK, and P38 phosphorylation. Many studies demonstrated the MAPK signaling pathways control cell proliferation, cell death, and differentiation. We recognize society's expectations of our industry and of Novartis, and that we must go beyond just doing what is legal in order to meet legitimate expectations of society. Our aim is to prevent issues from occurring and generate learnings that can be applied across the organization. In 2014, we created the position of Chief Ethics and Compliance Officer, reporting to the CEO, elevating the compliance function to the highest levels in the company. The new role of Chief Ethics, Risk, and Compliance Officer was further elevated to become a member of the Executive Committee of Novartis.